This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, by the way, you know we had the guys in here just the other day. They are from Lifestyle Home and Garden, right? Which is on Beyers Nordier and Esterhout, I think, in Randburg, Rand Park Ridge, actually. Go and take a look at what they've got there. The selection is incredible. And it's the weekend, so you've got some time. You know, winter's going to be horrible. And if you don't have a couple of nice indoor plants to make the green in your house shine and to make your house a little bit more oxygenated, you're going to be sorry. Don't have a horrible, wintry, miserable, grey, dull house. These guys can help you with indoor and outdoor spaces. So here's some... I've done some chemical research. Here are some of the toxins that plague our indoor spaces. Are you listening?
Ooh.
Formaldehyde. Do you know that this is a dangerous poison?
What is that?
Formaldehyde, C2H6, I think. What it does is a tissue fixative. They use it, you know, in those jars of dead animals and organs and things that you see in laboratories?
Like to preserve it?
That's formaldehyde. It's formalin. Formaldehyde dissolved in water.
Don't the mortuaries use that as
well? Yes. Dangerous. Guess what? It's found in tissues, serviettes, wood products, synthetic fabrics. And guess what the plants do? They take it out of the air. They use the carbon and the hydrogen. And guess what they put back?
Oxygen.
That's right.
Oh.
Trichloroethylene. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
You know that smell of Tippex and paint and varnishes and household cleaners?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's trichloroethylene in there. You need to get that out of the air too. Benzene. Now, you know, there used to be people who drank benzene.
Yes.
Do you know how dangerous that is? Do you know that benzene is a carcinogen? It gives you cancer.
Jeez.
Yes. And it's in, you could buy benzene at the hardware store. Got to be careful with that stuff. So benzene is commonly found in cleaning products and fertilizers. And guess what? The plants help with benzene. Because plants can take all these things and convert them into something useful.
Like you don't really think about such, but yeah, we actually should.
Ammonia. NH3.
Oh, that I know.
You know smelling salts? That's the smell
it's
of ammonia.
It's also in a lot of cleaning detergents,
correct,
right?
Commonly used in cleaning products, yeah, as you say, fertilizers as well. And you've got to be careful with ammonia. You have too much ammonia, it will actually make your throat sore and you won't be able to talk. Mm-hmm. Xylene, which is found in nail polish, tobacco smoke, paint. So, you know how if you've got asthma like Mabali, she can hardly breathe hard.
The asthma.
She has the asthma. And if you've got allergies as a result of common toxins, these are things that could plague you the whole way through winter. The simple addition of a houseplant, or a few of them, can help to alleviate these everyday problems. Not to mention the reduction in stress levels and the increase in productivity that results from the cleaner air, and an increase in oxygen levels. So next week we'll talk about gardening, in all its forms, and how it's a platform for expression, your five senses.
Oh.
It's about being creative, earthiness, being one with nature, extending your personality and your personal taste around your house.
Hmm.
What are these things called?
I know there's the mother-in-law's tongue.
It's like the mother's lizard, it's the Zuckerberg tongue?
It's a Sansevieria, a mother-in-law's tongue. Converts carbon dioxide into oxygen, making it ideal for the bedroom. A snake plant or a mother-in-law's tongue. Don't you like it, Sia?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They're pretty. It's the only real plants we've got in this room. We've got the fake plant. These are the real ones.
But this is what I like, though. The fact that just making these small changes can make a massive impact in your health.
Pull that.
Well, and also they look pretty. But I
pull
mean,
that crap. Yeah, pull that important crap out of the air and help your whole environment at home. So 5 minutes of info to help you flourish with the new green revolution trend and to help you understand the importance of plants and greenery in your environment. It's not just pretty, especially with winter coming up and the time that you're going to spend indoors. That's the Green Revolution, and it's all happening with Lifestyle Home Garden. They're in Rand Park Ridge on the corner of Beyers Nordier and Esterhout Avenue. If you want to find out more, you can go to lifestyle.co.za. Choose your lifestyle with Lifestyle Home Garden.
Something cool to do over the weekend, so go and visit them.
This is CliffCentral.com.